Our goal, our intent, our vision, and our passion at Rosie on the House is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by providing you 4 hours of information. Just one of the things we do is provide you a four-hour information session every single Saturday morning. And this morning, we're talking about something that has really captivated Jennifer's purpose and passion in life. And she feels absolutely committed to developing an entire resource. And you're reaching out to Foundation for Senior Living, St. Vincent de Paul, going out and getting your own CLIP certification, just everything and all things related to the, what did you call it, the Silver Tsunami?
Silver Tsunami.
Silver Tsunami. And it's coming.
It's coming.
It's 400 people an hour turn 65, 10,000 people a day.
300,000 a month.
Four million a year. So it is coming. And I was recently in Minneapolis at a housing summit, and they said, listen, all you remodelers, there's two things you need to know. You've got this aging baby boomer population that generally has disposable income and wants to do something to their house, or you've got the younger generation just barely moving out of the parents' house that have no money.
and we won't be able to cover the whole scope,
right.
Though we're trying today, aren't we?
We are.
But I'm building out the next shows as we speak, and yeah. Things people have called in and had a couple things to say. Roman came in to tell us one lady said that, what if you outlive your children? Yeah.
Tough.
And then there was one other thing
you don't even want to think about.
Right.
No. And then also the challenge of not being able to hear them. Well, maybe we can talk about solutions.
Huh?
I almost fell for it, Roman.
Let's give Mrs. Donna Taylor, who is the Chief Operating Officer of LifeStream Complete Senior Living Facilities, an opportunity to tell us a little bit about what you've been sharing your expertise here. Tell us a little bit about where you work.
LifeStream Complete Senior Living. We've been in the Valley for 40 years. We were formerly called Arizona Baptist Retirement Centers. We did not change ownership or anything like that. We're actually a nonprofit organization and faith-based that provides senior housing and services here in the Valley. We have four locations, primarily on the west side, but we have one in Northeast Phoenix, one in Glendale, one in Surprise, and one in Youngtown, Sun City. And we have a passion for enriching the lives of seniors by providing compassionate care and community for them.
That's awesome. And what would you like the listeners' takeaways to be real quick from today's broadcast?
Have a plan, communicate a plan, and if you need it, bring alongside a trusted advisor who can help you make wise decisions and honor choice.
Don't ever give up your passions or your purpose, wherever you are, wherever you go.
I will post on Facebook, Donna, because on your website, you also have a wonderful document on, what's the title of the document?
It's a senior care checklist, and it's a really helpful tool to just walk you through some ideas and thoughts about when is it time to start having that conversation, and you can find it on our website at lifestreamliving.com, or you can give Kimberly a call at 623-512-4567, and she'll be happy to shoot that out to you as well.
LifeStreamLiving.com. There you go. Mrs. Donna Taylor, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your personal time on a weekend to come in and join us to share your expertise.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, you know, growing up as a parent here in Arizona, I had to stay on the weight bench and lift weights with four daughters my tradition was every young man they brought to the front door, I wanted a strong enough grip that I could make his face wince at the handshake. So he always knew that's my girl. And this is just a small taste of what's coming your way. Should anything you ever do cause my little girl any pain or agony?
Brought tears to their eyes.
Now I'm going to have to keep lifting weights and staying in shape. Because the first fist fight Romy and I are going to get into is when he walks in the house saying, Dad, I need your keys.
You know what? You're going to have to do a lot more lift weights because I've started taking karate Remy loves it so much. I've taken it so I can defend myself in 15 years when he's in tournaments. So you better do a lot more in working out. But we won't do that, T-Dad. We'll by that time, we'll have like a little padded cart path on the Whitman plantation. You can just go around in circles.
There
and
you go.
And put
right.
a little governor on it and just let you go in circles. And
very good.
We'll have little fruit stands where you can stop by lemonade from Landry. Well, and
there you go.
Some beef jerky from Remy. And
perfect.
Just,
perfect.
Yeah, one little happy world.
There you go. Folks, we've been talking this past hour of living independently in a designed facility. And we're going to bring in some experts in the following hour about living at home and independent living. For those of you that define it by staying in your current home, we're bringing experts in this next hour to talk about that dimension of independent living. Again, Mrs. Donna Taylor, thank you so much for coming in. Scott Apple, thanks for setting this all up. We really appreciate it.